Blog Talk Radio.
Fans, this is Justin Conrad von Supertramp Kurtz, and I'm here to welcome you to the Musings of a Modern Man. We have a fabulous episode for tonight. We are going to be discussing bikers, Boy Scouts, and what it really means to raise up men. And this is really important, I think, with what's going on and what happened with the Boy Scouts. Sorry about that, folks. I'll beep at the phone. I use a phone to cast live to the world. If you want to call in, I have the call-in number for you. I'd love to hear your perspectives on the show and your thoughts about the Boy Scouts' decision to ban water gun fights. I mean, come on. What kind of pansies are we trying to raise? When I was a Boy Scout, we had ice ball fights. We made people bleed. I saw one guy nearly lose an eye at a scout camp out because it was fun and it was adventure. See, if you take adventure away from young people, they'll find it on their own. Okay, you want to end what causes kids to join gangs, and we're going to talk about the biker quote-unquote gang. I'm going to call it a motorcycle clubs shooting. And you're going to get some perspective on that from a former member of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. And we're going to understand a little bit about what may really be going on. So when you're ready to call in, you're going to call in to 516-453-9485. I'm going to give you that number again. It is 516-453-9485. And we'll be taking callers later after the half show time. That's about the 15-minute mark. Boy Scouts are banning water gun fights. Girl Scouts are accepting boys dressed like girls. What is going on? I mean, seriously, if we really want to be a nation of leaders, then what is our belief system about what a leader and what a man who is supposed to be the leader of his home and who is generally the leaders of nations, what is that man supposed to look like? How is he supposed to be? And what is the? Why are we suddenly so concerned with boys pointing guns, playing water balloons? I mean, everything is so sensitive. Oh, I can't hurt their little feelings. But you destroy the man when you treat him that way. I mean, a young boy, all they're going to read about, all the stories that they relate to are generally adventure stories. I did the best that I could to limit my son's excitement for guns and desire for guns. And there's really not any way to do that because they see a gun and they instantly want to go bang, bang. I took all toy guns away. I bought no toy guns, even though I grew up playing war. And I never shot anyone. I didn't want that. I was kind of buying into everything. So I tried the whole, we're not going to play guns. We don't point guns at people. We're out. And it didn't work. He would make guns out of his Legos. He would pick up a stick on the ground and it would be a gun. No matter what I tried to do, he would create it into a firearm. Okay, so instead of saying, oh, that's awful, that's evil, that's horrible, I decided, well, let's work with this. You can be a custom gun manufacturer. You could be a designer. You could be somebody that works and has a great job designing defense tools. Maybe he could grow up Tony Stark. But I guarantee you that the fictional life character of Tony Stark didn't grow up not playing with guns if he grew up in a weapons development industry. So we give our kids these heroes. We show our young men these are the kind of heroes you want to emulate. They're tough. They fight for freedom, and they fight for the people, and they shoot cool guns out of their hands. And we spend millions and millions of dollars promoting and marketing this, all just so we can try to say, oh, but don't do that. I mean, how many times have we seen where a person won't do a movie, right? Actor does a movie. Liam Neeson, I think, recently did this. Did this big movie, guns everywhere, shoots everybody up, and then comes out in his personal life and says, well, I think guns are bad. Okay? Well, I think hypocrites are bad. I think if you're going to get paid to promote violence, then you should be okay with other people doing it. You should be okay with a violent society, because that's what you're saying. You play the character of a man whose family is injured and goes and exacts his own personal revenge, and then you wonder why people are rioting. We are what we are programmed to believe and see. All we see and all we believe, if we are still those people that are staring at the TV for 4 hours a day, if we are constantly being flooded with these images, then we believe that we're all violent, we're all evil. It's, you know, it's NCIS every night on the TV. It's Law and Order. It's sex crimes. It's all the horrors of man. And there's very, very few shows that are mainstream that have values. But look at what happens when they do. I talked a little bit about my last episode. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/musingsofamodernman. Check out my archived videos, or audios rather, and you can hear me talk about values and the importance of values. So we've got Boy Scouts don't want kids to play with guns. But we've got a bunch of grown-up men that went to work out their issues, and it came to guns. So there's a big shooting in Waco, not too far from me, between a couple of motorcycle clubs. And I'm really excited about our guest, because they're going to be able to provide some perspective, because I don't think it's what everybody thinks it is. But first of all, I want to let you know that this half-hour show is brought to you by nobody. That's right, nobody. Nobody provides you the opportunity to sponsor radio shows just like these, because nobody has yet. This is a new show, and we look forward to your sponsorship. All right, so we're discussing the biker shooting, and now we're trying to tell kids they can't point guns at each other, and so they don't grow up to be men that shoot each other. We have this big shooting of a bunch of men that got together, and 9 men are dead. And we don't know who died. We don't know who shot whom. There's no video surveillance. So it's not like several years ago when there was a big biker brawl in in Nevada, between the Hells Angels and the Mongols. And there was this big brawl, but there was in a casino, and so there was video cameras everywhere. Everybody saw what happened. Everybody got to see that Hells Angel come up and square kick that Mongol right in the chest. And there was a few shots, but they were perpetrated mostly by one club. Right? And that's what we're going to talk about. And again, we have to be a little bit careful here, because I've seen a great picture going around that says, support your local motorcycle club, keep your mouth shut. And I love the old saying of, you know, 3 can keep a secret if 2 are dead. But I think it's important that people recognize false flags when they see it. I think it's important that the modern man understands psychological warfare when we see it. And we have that going on in our nation, and I really believe that's what this is. Now, I said that my guest is somebody I was really excited about. I am my own guest. That's what's great about the musings of a modern man. The modern man can be his own guest, and he can decide whether or not he wants to talk about all aspects of his life. And I was a motorcycle club member. I was not a member of a gang. Nobody ever organized any crimes. Nothing. It was, you know, it's funny, because I joined because I was really interested in what went on in those secret members-only rooms, right? And maybe you're that way. Maybe you look at the boardroom of your business, or you look at the school board, you know, or maybe city council, or perhaps our Congress, and you think, well, what goes on behind those closed doors? What little secret deals are they doing? What kind of crimes are they plotting? And then I got there, and after a lot of hard work and a lot of time and a lot of just really being trained to be a man. I mean, bottom line, when I became a member of a motorcycle club, it was really all about is this guy capable of handling being around men and dealing with men? Because most of us aren't being raised by men. So we have no idea how to function as men. Now, both my parents were there as much as they could be, like anybody's. But my dad worked on the road. He was gone 5 days out of the week. So his influence wasn't as great as maybe it could have been. And I was a Boy Scout. So the fact that the Boy Scouts who teach gun shooting, like we have a merit badge for shooting guns, now doesn't want people to shoot water guns. It's kind of ridiculous. But I went from Eagle Scout to riding with a motorcycle club. And it wasn't because I wanted something evil in my life, but it was because I looked at the evil in the world and I said, hey, this is the only group of people I know that are standing up, that have ever stood up and said, no, we're not going to do everything you say to do. We're not going to obey just because you tell us to. We're going to wear what we want to wear. That's freedom of speech. It's right to assemble means I can associate with whom I want. You see, I really joined a motorcycle club because it was right after 9/11, and the entire government was up in arms, and everybody was worried, but our nation was also broke. Finances weren't any better than they are now. Well, they were better now then than they are now, but I went to an event. I went to get a book signed. I went to a book signing. I rode motorcycles. I'd gotten Sonny Barger's book, and I was super excited about this book. And I thought, well, I'll ride up there and I'll get it signed, you know, because it was interesting to see community at work. I was very interested in community, very interested in organizational development. And, you know, how do you get together an entire group of alpha-type people and get them to accomplish anything? They all have their own agendas. They all have their own way of trying to do things. And so it's an amazing study of leadership to look at the different motorcycle clubs and how they're organized. So I went to get my book signed, and I saw cops everywhere. This is just a public event in a bar. It was kind of like this Twin Peaks deal. A bunch of people showed up, but there's people on the roofs across the street. You know, there's cameras listening in. I mean, I went up and shook somebody's hand, and I get my pictures. So I'm just imagining that somewhere there's some FBI profile board where they've got people that they, you know, put the little string and they show their pictures, and then they try to put together the organization and they show people as they move ranks. And somewhere I had a file where I moved up and went from just a guy that showed up one day to a member and then out, and all that happened. All that's real. All the government buying and lying happened. And that was why I joined, because I got around these people and said, yeah, our government spies on us. You know, we got cops watching us everywhere we go. You know, they tap our phones illegally. They do all these things because they say we're bad. I'd never been able to prove that the Hells Angels was a criminal organization, though they have filed more than 3 different RICO filings. So it's been an amazing walk. It's been kind of crazy. And I really think that what it boils down to is the police are trying to create more control. Just like 9/11, when we had terrorists, now every potential tragedy is a way to tighten the grip. They want only to tighten the grip. Now listen, this has been a fantastic show. I apologize, I could not get to the callers. I'm running out of time, but I really appreciate it. I hope that this helps you to live more, be more, and do more, and I hope that you can raise up your sons to be men rather than raising them up to be the penny waste little things that we seem to be trying to raise that turn into the tight pant wearing Obama who can't even learn how to close an umbrella. Thank you and good night wherever you are.